Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is Susie. Hello, everybody, and let's go ahead and confirm that that background music is the instrumental of Caroline No by the Beach Boys from, of course, the very undiscovered album Pet Sounds, a typically hilarious comment by me, Susie. So what we've got today is a great round table. I'm always trying to get, well, say new faces on, but I like to say not the usual faces. We had, of course, Bachman is back. We had Big W back for, I think, only the second time. Or maybe the first time, I'm not too sure. That's very rude of me. Mommy is back, of course. One of my personal favourite people to have on. Her personality is amazing. Her brain is scary. And the debut of Ashley Cummins. Now, if that name sounds familiar, yes, she actually is the sister of the Whitney Cummins, the comedian and the actor from the shitty Foo Fighters film, Studio 666. So what we had to do today was a nice old Dabbleverse roundtable. And yes, I get sick of the Dabbleverse. And yes, I understand that it's boring for people. But sometimes it isn't. And it's just fucking fun. Okay? So, to see the video version of this episode, go to Husey Entertainment on YouTube. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for anything. But I would like your money. hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. Leave a few comments. Interact with the other comments you see there. And it'll all help me out down the line. What else? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm at the Husey on Twitter. At the Husey on Instagram, I get caught up listening to that music. I love me, the Beach Boys. I will be seeing them later this summer if there's at least one of them still alive. Unfortunately, that's the music industry these days. So this episode, or this roundtable, goes about 90 minutes, almost exactly. Very happy with it. There's some harsh back and forths. There's some good-natured ribbon, but of course, being Dry January, no soundtrack at all, but I'm very happy with it. So what we're going to do is we're going to say Big W, Bachman, Mammy, and Ashley, hello. Husey stumbled through the door, glassy eyes and wanted more, whiskey breath that screamed out loud, in the bar he was the crowd, stories flying off his tongue, songs of battles lost and won, every sip another. Yes, as you can see here, the new emojis and badges that have been created by Lemmy. And if you want to get them, you can become a member or just get into the comment section. And at the whole time, hit the like button. Everybody makes fun of my accent. But there's only one person that I think can out-accent me, and of course it is the queen of the fart box. It's Mammy. Mammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fucking great. How are you fucking doing?
I don't have an accent, but we'll discuss that.
Yeah, okay, but that's the only thing we will discuss. You understand? Joining us next, of course, they call him Big W, but I heard he's got a little C. How you doing, Big W?
I wasn't expecting that intro, dude. No,
they didn't say no.
I'm gonna recover. I'm gonna try to recover. Just go on to the next thing, man.
Okay. Well, speaking of massive dicks, Shmuel the Duckman Buckman. Shmuel, how you doing today?
And none of that is in my pants, apparently.
Whose pants is it in?
Sorry, Husey. You're calling me a dick. I was agreeing. Go ahead. Bring in the next person.
Okay. And making her debut here, and the best way to welcome her is by hitting the like button. The great Ashley Cummins. Ashley, how are you doing today?
Hit the like button. I'm doing well.
Hit the like button.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. And you're probably wondering, what is the poll question I have up today? Well, I'll tell you, so calm down. Jesus, you people are fucking nuts. Just yesterday, or should I say this morning, when I saw the clip, it came out that Stuttering John Melendez, the actor, has said that he wants to come to Hackamania 3, and if he were to see Anthony Cumia, he wants to fight him.
Fuck you!
That's
so dope. Yeah. So the question in the poll is, if that fight were to happen, which it won't, who wins, Anthony the Ant-Man Cumia or John Burke, excuse me, Melendez? It will be a great fight that everybody can't wait to definitely see. And it will definitely happen. And it won't immediately just be Stuttering John walking up to him going, "Hey, listen, you owe me an apology." And Anthony goes, "Okay, I'm sorry. See you later." And that's the fight.
Right.
You better Jake outside Paul. With me.
Jesus, Shmuel, you're off your head tonight. Hit the like button.
You think you can beat this?
Yeah.
You think you can beat it?
Look at these guns.
Yeah. They're trashing my kids online. That's what you got to say.
Yeah, I'll beat you worse than my parenting skills.
Sounds like he like turned on me. Sounds like he turned on me.
Yeah. And also, how do you know when this Stuttering John has brain trauma after the fight?
Hmm. Who would win? I think the stop clock would win, you know, the time. They'll just run out of gas, both of them, and whoever could last the longest wins.
It's who could even make the flight there, like, honestly.
Right.
They're both old, not in great shape.
Well, that's one of the questions I've got to ask. I'm going to start with it, Ashley, because she's making her prestigious It's Shoozy Hello debut. She is shitting herself with excitement. So with Anthony Cumia is officially not only coming to Hackamania 3, but he's confirmed to be performing. And now there's people saying, "Oh, I'm not going if Cumia's there because of past accusations against him." And we'll not say what they are, but he's a pedo. And all this types of shit. Do you think that Anthony Cumia being at Hackamania actually will cause a problem? Hit the like button.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
It sounds like it. I mean, John will fight, right?
They won't fight. There's more chance of Stuttering John coming up with a second story to talk about. And that's not happening.
Has Anthony responded to the challenge?
No, I don't think he watched, but we all know that Cumia's just going to say the thing like, obviously, I'm not going to do it. But
what thing?
Even if they did fight, Anthony's had what, 2 heart attacks, and Stuttering John has AIDS for kidneys. Like it's a stupid thing. Like I would watch it.
It can't last more than one round, right?
I agree. We're not looking at a great fight here, guys. This is
They do a one round fight, 1.5 minutes, and whoever's still standing, I guess, wins.
I think it would be funny if they did a race that the first person to get to the car park wins the feud. And then when Stuttering John goes out there, just lock the door. And he'll never understand that he actually get worked. He just think, oh, I'm the winner. I could kick comb your ass. But, Mommy, you've met the Ant-Man before. Was it ever a problem, all those accusations in the past?
I met him only one time at DabbleCon 1, and the accusations, I didn't even know at that point in time. All I knew was he got on stage to do his comedy, and that's when I went to the bar and had a drink with, what's his name? The chunky guy from MLC, Carlos Danger.
Oh, where's he been? How's he doing?
Oh, I don't know. I think he's out of the mommy business.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ever since DabbleCon 1, though. It's been a while.
Here's a nice one for you, Mommy. Thanks for the tool.
Thanks, Chris Mack.
Yeah, Mommy, who did your face Botox? A hot frying pan?
I don't do... face Botox. No. Not a frying pan. A doctor.
Well, what's the difference between face Botox and other Botox?
I don't know. These people, they're obsessed with me and my face. I don't know. They're like always talking about my lips. It's called lip motherfucking liner, dummies. Like, they're so dumb.
Yeah, dummies.
So when I do my impression of you, Mommy, it's false? Like, lip motherfucking liner?
I don't talk like that.
Buckman, you're a notorious troublemaker, fight starter. What do you think about this Cumia and SJ thing? And what do you think about people pretending like they're not going to go because of Cumia?
I ignore John whenever John wants to fight anyone because it's never going to happen. Ever. And it seems like just a waste of time. And I don't know what the stuff with Cumia has been around for so long. And he draws. So if you get 10 people that say they're not going to go, but 30 that will.
Where do you get this data he draws? Like, what has he been drawing? Let me see.
Pictures of 7-year-old girls. Oh, hit the like button.
When you go to his shows, people show up
Shmo,
just for Cumia.
You've had your ticket for a year, and he wasn't even on the thing until last week, so that's not true. Nobody's going for Cumia. Cumia's going because he found out his friends were going.
So you're team SJ?
No, I'm not team any of these guys.
So are you saying that people are not going to go? The people who have tickets already or people who are going to buy them are not going to buy them because Cumia is going?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying he doesn't draw. People are not going to go run to Ticketmaster right now and get their ticket to Hackamania because Cumia is going to be there. StubHub. I think draw is like a stretch, Shmuel.
I don't know. I think he would get this. Like, I was going anyway. But now, exactly. now that I know that I get to meet the Ant-Man, it's like, well, I'm fucking sold. Like, he's been my hero for a long time. Plus, I like his radio stuff. Hit the like button. Ashley, what was it like? Of course, you spoke to Stuttering John on his show, which in his mind thinks that he's now dating you. There's something wrong with him. He thinks that he's had sex with Mommy already. That's what I've been telling people. Are you now nervous as potentially being in the same room as Stuttering John? And what do you think he's been saying about you behind your back, Ian Lee? Hit the like button.
Am I nervous to be in a room with him? No. I mean, he's not intimidating to me. What was the second question?
Hit the like button.
I mean, he doesn't make me nervous, but when I think about, I just literally found out who Anthony Cumia was like a month ago. And they're
both new to me.
They're both kind of, no offense, guys, like older gentlemen. So it would be kind of a ridiculous situation in general, no?
You see, I guess as women, we must look at it like realistically, because like the guys get a little more excited than we do. And we're looking at these guys like, let's not pretend. First of all, guys their age, lucky if they could get their dick hard, right? Like, let's be real. So if we could get them to have a fight, a whole Sorry, Shmuel, I wasn't talking directly to you. I don't know why they singled you out. If anybody, you definitely got the highest T in this group.
There it is.
You're right, Mommy. It would require some testosterone, some stamina. I'm not sure.
Right? That, you know I don't get that from either of those guys. Like, they don't give me that I'm a man and I'm coming to fight vibe.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You know who gives me the vibes of I'm a man?
Who?
Stuttering John's daughter.
Hey, Theo, stop that.
And I was just thinking that if they do end up fighting on the undercard, it could be Husey versus Knight Melendez.
Would you fight him?
I would lose to him, yeah.
Nice.
But I'd get a good photograph for the IG. That's what counts, right, Mommy?
Yes.
Yeah, you're supposed to ask Rocco's question every time you see him, I guess.
Has your son ever queefed in your face?
Yeah, you're supposed to ask that every time.
That's my shit right there.
make sure you ask.
But the thing is, well, what do you say about it all, Big W? Because I think anybody threatening the fight at all is stupid, regardless of their age.
No, not me, man.
And it's all coming from Stuttering John, and he's always threatening. He was like, yeah, we'll get in the ring and we'll put it on pay-per-view and it'll be huge and everyone. It's like, it's fucking stupid. What do you think?
I'm all for fighting. I want everybody to fight because once you run out of words, what's left? You got to fight. That way you know who's better. Whoever can beat the other person up is a better person.
Exactly.
That's just my theory.
Yeah, I think we all know that.
And it makes them right.
From Roti.
Yeah.
Can't we just test all of you guys' tea and we could just figure out who's the real men among?
Oh, you're basing it on testosterone?
Yeah, I could pretty much smell it in this group. And there's sometimes I.
Right.
What
now?
Is that? No, not in you, but like when we go out, like in our whatever, like our gatherings and stuff, like you could just sense who could even fight if they had to. Like, I know I'm not hanging out with certain guys in certain areas of Atlantic City unless they could protect me, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like, this tough guy here?
Go suck a dick!
Like, I'm not walking on the boardwalk with Brennan. Like, I'll...
He's not going to be able to protect you?
No!
Hey, dumb cunt, shut the fuck up!
Protect yourself.
Oh, you're a real tough guy.
Yeah. No, there's no tough guys in the whole of the Dabbleverse. Everybody's either a recovered or a current alcoholic or drug addict. Everybody's
not true.
Everybody's organs are full of shit, so nobody's in shape. Nobody can do it. It would be a disaster. It would actually look like a zombie chase if you've seen a bunch of guys going, oh, you want to take it outside? Most people wouldn't even fucking podcast with their hats off. So they'd be spending the whole time fighting, trying to keep their fucking their beer belly covered up. Look at that, Buckman. Jesus Christ, you look like shit. No offense.
No offense, Shmuel.
But Ashley, do you not get with all of the shit around Stuttering John and his great attitude to get involved with all that type of shit? Like, are you worried about the usual troll backlash that comes? Because usually if somebody befriends him, then you get the TSN and you get all the fucking, what do you call them? Like the WATP and all start trolling them in Reddit and all that shit. Do you get worried about that, or do you love it because you're having sex with them?
So, what he said, right, Ashley?
Yeah, all of that. I mean, I don't watch him that much, but people randomly message me stuff like, he's talking about you coming to Florida. I've talked to him. I mean, I'm fine to be friends with him, but I mean, literally one of our first conversations, he started with all the STDs that he had, and it's still kind of funny, but it's also like,
at least not a bad honest. Opener though. You know? Right? Like, get that out of the way so that you don't have to have that awkward conversation later, you know?
Yeah, he's never, apparently he's never spread any of them, so.
You'd have to have sex to spread them.
Well.
I think it's funny how he, like, tries to get very tough and he's in the gym every day. I mean, I think it's slightly entertaining once in a while when I see it.
Now, he's had he's like a cartoon version of a midlife crisis. In that, he has long thinning hair that he dyes only at the ends. It's like, why wouldn't you dye the whole thing?
No, I don't think that's what's happening.
I'm just gonna say that, mommy. I think it's right.
Men.
He's got the opposite of a high and tight.
I can't.
It's like the exact opposite.
Wait, mommy, what's it called when it's like goes from one color?
An ombre or a balayage or something.
Right.
He's got hair like a chicken. It grows out of one part, so he's got it growing all over the place. And
yeah, whenever I watch a clip of him, I just can't decide which cartoon he looks like at the time, you know?
Yeah.
It's always a cartoon version of something.
My girlfriend was watching today with me and she's just like, what does he do to his hair? And I said, he says he glazes it. And she just started laughing. Like, I don't even know.
I've never heard of that, mommy. Have you? Glazing?
Glazing, no. Oh, I've heard of glazing, but glazing. Not like that.
What's glazing?
It's like... I don't know.
Is that what glazing is?
Isn't it like when you like a glazed donut, like that sticky stuff on the outside?
Don't start talking about glazed donuts again.
Are you talking about Kiki's OnlyFans?
I love. You ever get the plain stick from Dunkin' Donuts? That's my favorite of all time. And glazed I don't stick? Know the. No, I like the plain stick, but I do now, like, visually thinking about it, I think that's exactly one? What... No, the... No,
I heard you prefer the chocolate stick.
Old-fashioned. Mommy loves the chocolate stick so much, but she only eats it on her knees in the bathroom.
Hit the like button.
Yeah. Why didn't I get the fucking...
If Husey ever goes up on stage, he's going to tell a joke and just say, hit the like button. Everybody's going to be confused. Like, what like button?
Yeah, but that's not the only thing that they'll be going, what do you say?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Try to admire and tease.
But actually, if you had to choose between a Vegas weekend partner, between a... Stuttering John, and now you've seen MKE with his shirt off.
Ooh, who's
getting the leg open? Come on, be honest. From behind,
Ashley, right?
What, love?
Well, I said Ashley at the start of it
because you're not speaking English, so I just wanted to translate for her.
You can fucking speak proper like me,
Ashley.
SA.
He's asking if you had the option at Hackamania weekend to be with Stuttering John or Mr. Kill Everything with his shirt off again.
Is she Jake Hudson and me?
Yeah, well, she is.
Pretty much.
Yeah, she's treating you like the little boy that you act like, you know? She's mothering you.
True.
That's why they call me mommy.
Yeah, there you go. You're not supposed to say it like that.
But don't be afraid to avoid the question. In fact, no, don't avoid that question.
Yeah, I have to choose mommy. Sorry, what?
She would choose mommy.
That's disgusting. Christopher Martin, thanks for the five. Mommy is the complete package. That god effed up. that's harsh, but that's pretty funny, Chris Martin. That god effed up during shipping and handling.
That's not nice. You guys are just heartless.
It started out as a compliment.
But I gotta do this all the time. If you take mommy for a spin, if you know what I mean, if you'd like to buy her a donut, let's see some ones in the chat. But while we're looking for ones, Ashley, Stuttering John or MKE, who's your version of Sean Connery?
I chose mommy. Can we make her the third option?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, we could, but I only gave two, and the man told you to answer the question.
Are you coming to Hackamania?
Probably not. Most likely not.
But are you coming to Vegas that weekend? Forget the event.
Most likely not.
Okay.
Thought about it a couple times just to meet like people. It's a really tough choice. Are you going to force me to answer this?
No.
Yep.
I'm not.
You have seen MKE with his shirt off, so.
How old is MKE?
He's like 36.
That happened last night.
No.
When that shirt came off, I would be willing to bet that a comparison with Stuttering John would not be out of the question. He's got like the body of like a 60-year-old.
One of the best comments was the biggest boobs on this streamer.
Oh my God.
I'm surprised you didn't get flagged.
Well, I don't think people know.
Right, come on, now. YouTube's turned.
But it was, you guys, my face still hurts. And no shade to MKE. I'm just saying that was one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen happen on a live stream.
When did he take his shirt off? When was this? I must have missed it.
Can we watch the Doom clip or do you not play clips here?
Fuck clips.
This ain't a clip show, Ashley. Sorry.
Here's from Butterdick Jones. If MKE is 36, I feel bad for him. And it gives me PTSD knowing he's that much younger than me. How the fuck does he? He looks like John Goodman today.
Is he 10 years younger than you?
I'm 41.
Oh, okay.
And he's 36. And I'm already, I can't even, I get gout if I drink too much now. And he's fucking necking whiskey.
I'm pretty sure he's 41. I could be mistaken.
Oh, really? Oh, never mind.
Could be wrong.
I thought he was in his 30s still, but, you know, I don't pay attention that closely.
Oh.
MGD is my girl.
From Magdalene Jedden, thanks for the five, which is about $1 million American pounds, thanks to Kamala. Streets are saying Shmuel took a cheeky holiday from sobriety during Mrs. Right? Buckman's vacation. Good for him. Salute, Bucks.
Did you really?
She left yesterday, so it was one fast little cheeky holiday I took.
What'd you drink?
Nothing.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Shmuel, your mic is literally pointing away from your mouth.
It's pointing. It's there, pal. It's there. I just have it far away. How's that?
Oh.
Is that a non-alcoholic beer?
No, it's a Sprite.
Oh.
It's a glass bottle Sprite. That's old school.
Mexican.
Have you seen this guy?
I've seen him a couple of times.
He's old school.
So do you and MK?
Tell mommy, thanks for the toe by Chris Mack. Tell mommy my last four blood work results are in the DMs.
Will you behave yourself? He's out of control.
He's funny, though.
He is funny. And mommy.
You know you want it, mommy.
Oh, fuck. I'm clipping that. So, again, Ashley, Stuttering John or Mr. Kill Everything, who's getting it?
Oh, my gosh. Ashley, just answer the question, please, hon.
Yeah, so we can move on. Just so
it's a toss-up. Nobody cares.
Both of them?
Yeah, they'll both get it, right? Yeah,
I'm kidding. Or it's both of them. Can I bring both of them? Can I go with both of them?
Yeah, but you gotta bang them though.
Okay, answer. Let's move on.
That wasn't an answer. That was a deflection. And the Hitch Man doesn't deflect. The Hitch Man keeps going.
Big Hitch.
By the way, there's a new poll question up. Ashley Cakes, who? SJ or MKE? Hit the like button. Become a member. Buy merchandise. Throw bricks at cars.
Hit the like button.
Yeah, hit the like button. Hey, Daniel Poon, thanks for the 10.
Hey, Daniel.
Cool, I can't wait to cool burn name. Jamaican. I can't wait to burn Jamaican broccoli with the mommy at Hackamania. Oh, mommy. Also, because of my egregious southern accent, I get no problem understanding Hughie. I definitely want to smoke weed with mommy, and she'll probably have drugs on her because she is Hispanic.
None of that's accurate, but okay.
And a knife, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I see you looking at my fucking roller. Tommy Jordan. Hey, yo, Tommy Jordan. Thanks for the toe.
Tommy Jordan over here.
Yeah. Jordan, to vote the fish. Buck Maniacs. Oh, I see what he's doing. He's saying, hi. That's what he's saying.
He is. Can I ask mommy a question after you read this super chat from Sammy Gagar?
Yeah, thanks for the toe.
Hagar, but goddamn.
By the way, quote me, Van Hagar stinks. Every single song stinks. Ash, SJ wants you to return his text/calls.
Ooh, tell us what's happening.
By the way, MKE literally has 69% of the vote right now. Sex.
Do you leave John on red, Ashley?
What does that mean, love?
No, please say yes.
Like you leave them on red, like, you know, when it says like the message has been read, but you don't reply to him. So he knows you read it, but you're just not getting back.
And red notifications out.
I mean, okay. So forget that part. Do you just not reply to him?
Text that I needed to return. This is news to me.
So you do reply to him.
That's one of the biggest insults you can give a person is leave them on red.
Oh, on red as in R-E-A-D. I thought you meant like red. I was like, you mean like ghosting? No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is it my accent?
No.
I didn't have it.
What is leaving a guy on red? Like, I thought it was something I didn't know.
Wait a minute.
Say Rojo.
Yeah. Hang God. On. Ashley thinks ghosts are red.
Next. Go ahead, Shmuel. I got to hear this question. I'm on the edge of my seat. I get so nervous. Buckman is a mommy hater.
Go ahead. Do you want it? What do you want to do? You see,
I was gonna say if mommy wants to read this one because she's
got
the best
anything.
Voice.
I don't have my eyeballs.
Well, Tommy Jordan, thanks for the two. Shout out, mommy. Ashley, big W Clown Town. Also, LOL.
What does LOL mean?
Lots of
laughter.
For the folks at home,
it means lots of laughter, which you will find when mommy does her game show with Jake Hudson.
Hit the like button. We have so much fun, me and Jake.
Another one from Tommy Jordan. Add thanks for the toe. Add Nasty Nail to the poll. That's your Valentine.
Oh, I want a Valentine this year.
Me and you, mommy. But
you have to
doesn't
ask
Ray
me.
Send you Valentine's?
No.
Hey, Sammy Gagar, thanks for the toe. I sent Ash money and she never said thanks.
You did what?
Stuttering John says, he goes, I sent Ash money and she never said thanks.
Ashley, that's not nice.
I think everyone who sends me money. Including
him. Well, D Weaver, thanks for the super sticker. Good egg. And another Tommy Jordan. Shout out MJD. Shout out for the toe.
Oh, and yeah. You guys get.
Sorry. And then one more by Christopher Martin. Hopefully, not that cunt from Coldplay. Great joke. Everybody's laughing. thanks for the 5. Mommy, does your hair. Mommy, what does your hairdresser do for a living? Does she Does she accept disappointments? Looks great. Which foot did she use? Did you know she hated you before she cut it? Jesus Christ.
So mean. I feel like Mommy looks fantastic.
I think Mommy looks good. I gotta be honest with you.
Fucking Ashley, hell. It's because I cut my own hair.
Well, it's very nice, Harry, but fuck me. That's...
Which foot do you use?
Oh, Christ. But what is the question you've got for Mommy?
Because it's been in the news. Mommy, and I know you saw a cat shit on the floor, but what's the cat situation? What was it like when you went into Stuttering John's home? Were they there? Did you see them?
No.
And do you think that they have passed on?
I remember asking, if you listen to the video, somewhere around the 4-minute mark, I think, I'm like, where are the cats? Because there was no sign of cats as far as like alive there. But there were obviously cats at one point there because there were fur balls and, you know, excrement and litter and paw marks.
That video was pretty alarming, man.
It was alarming. I was definitely grateful that I did it for my own safety and for our viewing pleasure after all.
Yeah.
Because I don't think if I left there and I told you guys, like, we need to see what's going on there because there's a problem, everybody would be like, oh, Dee Dee, you're exaggerating. But I tried to make it a point to be like, no, there is a situation we need
What did it smell like in there?
Oh, my God. Exactly what you think.
You went to Stuttering John's house? Is this what we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should see it.
Yeah, it's, Mommy, can you tell Ashley that story? Ashley, you'll love this.
Everybody's heard this story so many times, but it was in Florida visiting my father. Happens to live near Stuttering John. So he and I went out for drinks, and I drove, obviously, because he drank a lot more than I did. And then when I went to bring him home, he said, for that I could come in and see the house, and I got like a feeling just in case, because he was like talking about like blowjobs and stuff on the way home. So I was like, I don't know where his head's at, and he's been drinking, so I just hit record just in case. Plus, yes,
sorry, so how did blowjobs get brought up in the conversation?
I just say, remember I was driving, and he was like, I just know I could give myself a better hand, like I could jerk off better than a woman could give a blowjob. And I was just like, okay. It was just a very weird comment.
He said,
like, I know I can please myself better than a woman could orally with my hands. He says he knows himself best.
Is he trying to get you to do it, is what I'm asking? Was he like...
I don't know what his intentions were, but that was the conversation. So I kind of felt very uncomfortable when I was like there, but I didn't feel like I couldn't take him if I had to. So I was kind of like, ugh. But then I saw he had a ring cam, Ashley. Now, you know for a fact, if he had me on ring cam going in that house and coming out of that house, he was going to tell everybody what I did in there. What? I fucked him. You know that he would say that. So I had to prove without a reason, beyond a reasonable doubt, that I did not.
You edited it out, right?
No, I didn't. 8 minutes, 16 seconds from beginning to end. No manipulating the video.
You do got to love a guy that leads with his STDs and jerking himself off.
No,
that's a guy who's got relationships on the mind, huh?
Well, again, I appreciate honesty.
Dr. Maggie G says, Duke with his hands greater than Mommy with mouth.
I don't know.
Jesus, dude.
We could take a poll. I'm sure there's enough people here to participate.
It reminds me of that old joke Artie Lang used to tell where he says, what's the worst thing you can hear after giving Willie Nelson a blowjob?
I'm not Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah. SJ could be Willie Nelson in that.
Omar, Omar Sharif Harry Nutsack. That's his real name, by the way. Thanks for the poll. Mommy, why is Ray DeVito mentioned in your divorce papers?
Oh, my God. I have no answer for that other than that way too much of this world is involved in my life that it shouldn't be.
Mommy fucked Ray DeVito. Tommy Jordan, thanks for the toe. My bad. Shout out MJD, KMF, panel MJD, Ava Mommy.
He said MJD twice.
Tommy's on the fucking drink.
He's on the sauce.
Sauce?
Who's KMF?
Canu.
Oh, well.
Yep, next.
Another one from MJD. Thanks for the five.
MG. Say G.
G.
Bye.
J. J.
J.
Not J. J.
W, do you want to read this as me?
Question it, the ladies. He's a 10, but says I always go to Scottish.
Question for the ladies. He's a 10, but tries hard to be like the Max, dumb as fuck. Still ride that D or hard pass. Unrelated, shout out Tommy Jordan.
Shout out
Tommy Jordan.
Nah.
I'll work on it.
I can't. First of all, good looking guys, they always have some sort of like femininity to them that I don't like. Like very pretty men, I'm not into that.
The guys that take more time to do their hair than you do?
Yeah, no, and yeah, that, but like a guy who's just like naturally handsome, even if he didn't shave or like that's.
Like this, yeah,
like
right
a
shrew,
like a man's man.
Yeah.
Don't get me all worked up. I know Cookie's out of town. Get me going.
Oh shit!
I see him working on that mustache.
We're in the same state too, mommy.
I know. Don't dox me, baby.
You better get that ring camera on, Buckman.
He's gonna walk in there and go, "Who wants a mustache ride, ladies?"
Yeah.
Which one of you ladies wants me to eat your ass?
That's the saddest part about this mustache is it's more than a month old and I haven't cut it. This is the best I can do. Speaking of low T,
you should dye it jet black, Smule.
Yeah.
I love when Vince gets like his little like shadow. Oh, so
cute. It's called stubble. But anyway.
Whatever. I love it.
Yeah, Tommy Jordan, another tank for the two. Mommy's gonna have to sign an NDA at the Hackamania, LMAMF, whatever. Mommy thinks that an NDA is a black lawyer.
You guys are silly. Now every one of you knows that I can keep a secret, right or wrong.
She thinks it's a Newport defense attorney.
You're so funny,
Ricardo. Ricardo Montalban's hard quack.
What language is that?
Mommy, better in bed. Vince the lawyer or Ray? God.
Not Ray.
You have to answer.
I just answered. Not Ray.
So I don't want you bang Ray. On and...
I have slept with Ray in the same bed.
What?
Did you guys spoon?
No, he's a lunatic, man. Like, he had built a wall so high between the two of us. And I'm like, bro, first of all, the thought that I might even touch you accidentally is enough to send me. But, okay. The wall was so unnecessary.
He was the little spoon.
Ray's bringing back the bundle board.
What did he build the wall out of?
Pillows, Ashley. We were at a hotel. He like took everything. Then he went to the front desk. He was like, "Do you have any extra pillows?" And I'm like, "It is not
those
that
aren't
serious."
Pillows.
He was like laying like a pencil straight. I'm like, calm down, Ray. I'm not going to hurt you, hon.
What story did you have to read, Ray, before you went to sleep?
No, we watched a movie and he put it on the wall of pillows, the laptop right between us, so we could both see it from our like respective sides.
So something from Dr. Seuss, I imagine. Dr. Seuss.
Very serious night.
Yeah, grin eggs and ham.
Hey.
Ray's the only guy that's in the Dabbleverse that slept with both Mommy and Lady KB.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Nothing.
And Ray DeVito.
Not even a little movement.
Is a good looking guy, and I've never heard of anybody cock block themselves as much as Ray does. It's horrific. I think he might be gay.
Somebody said Ray looks like Matt Mead's retarded brother.
Aww. Like Frankie Beans. Oh my gosh. And then I asked him, I'm like, Ray, do you think I should cut my hair? And he was like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what kind of hair do you like on women? He's like, short, very, very short, like boy, like short, cut, like short, short. I'm like, okay. I was like, I got the picture.
Right.
Christopher Martin, thanks for the five. Mommy's other known aliases, aka Angelina Slowly.
You're an asshole, Chris.
Jennifer Lopez, Anne Hathaway, and Selena Gomez.
What did he call me? And what?
Anne Hathaway.
Crumbs?
Yeah, I get it.
Or Selena Crumbs, maybe.
All right. It, whatever it is.
Because Latinos are into chrome?
No. I think he's saying, like, I'm short of chromosome.
Yeah.
Oh.
but he also ends it with a great one here where he says, hit the like button. And there's a last one by Charlton Heston's Harry Bush.
Jesus.
You guys leave my vagina out of this.
No, he's not saying you've got a Harry Bush.
Ashley, I don't shave my lady parts, okay?
Okay, thanks for coming on, Mommy.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
I don't understand what
the illusion is gone.
I think it's a personal choice with that, right?
No, but like the under area I had lasered off. So like
don't have an arsehole.
Like the top area, like, you know, you could triangle it or square it off sometimes. It's fun.
Mommy, what do you think about the third input?
Yeah, Mommy, here's a question. Do you like getting a fish shoved up your ass? I mean, for $2, that's what it says.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Take it where you can get it.
Third input, that's my third line.
Yeah.
Hey, Mommy, I got a great idea for a joke, for a game. What about if you suck my dick?
Charlton Heston.
How about I jerk off and then you suck my dick and we see who wins? You think you could beat this?
I got a great game. How about you let me bang you and I'll tell everybody that I did it?
Okay.
Charlton Heston's Harry Bush, thanks for the toe. Mommy, has JD ever asked for nudes?
No.
Well, Kiki, not Kiki. Speaking of Kiki, I got a question for Ashley, and I know you and her are like that, very, very close. But I think it was last night, she did a stream, hit the like button, that she had an on-air argument with Gino.
Ooh,
she made fun of the fact that Gino always talks about the exact same shit, and now, of course, we've got all the people out there like Kevin Brennan.
Yeah, you need more tenants in your cunt.
Now, lovely guys like him are out predicting an eventual divorce. I said on one of my festive Christmas specials that I think that Gino is the source of a lot of the drama in the lovely Dabbleverse, and that he's always... Like, Gino will get into a Kiki fallout and turn it into a fight and take all her battles on and really ramp it up. What do you think about this talk of Kiki and Gino problems? What do you see it happening?
I don't know.
That was a long question.
I don't know about the fight. they do seem, I mean, I have seen them fight a lot on stream, which is kind of interesting. But then they'll kind of get along as well. I don't really have a feeling about either one of them, quite frankly.
Do you guys haven't made any, you haven't made any headway in your friendship, you and Kiana?
I know that you tried to help out there, Davia. No, I don't
think I could have fixed it if Tommy hadn't been there. I probably could have fixed it.
Tommy's such a troublemaker.
He's so funny how he mutes people and does those things.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's not easy to even be one person in a relationship who comes on these streams. So I can't imagine two people both streaming, both with different audiences.
Hey, mommy. Orders. Mommy, I've gotten about 12 texts from the same person who want to know how you like your bagel.
God, you guys are insane.
I don't know what it means. They just want me to ask you.
With cream cheese, always.
Yeah,
Philadelphia.
Daniel, you're something.
Daniel Poon, thanks for the two. I'm half tarted. That mean I get a shot with mommy.
Daniel Poon, you know, in the beginning of the Dabbleverse, I reached out to Daniel Poon and I was like, listen, I need to be somebody's missus because this place scares me. Can I just lie and say you're my husband? He was like, sure. And I was like, okay. So I like made a whole fake account. I was like, Mrs. Poon. And I was like asking him, what color hair should I have? And how do you want me? He's like, I don't care. However you want to be. I was like, so compliant. It was very nice. And I will always appreciate that. It's like 5 years later.
That's a really great last name, Poon.
Right?
Yeah, Poon. Poontang's Poontang.
I wanted to be like Mrs. Poon.
Well, I heard that you are.
Mommy Poon. Mommy Poon.
Poon. Hey, you shade your Poon.
I see a name change. Sorry, Ashley.
Oh, there's a name change coming.
Poontang, that movie, Pootytang.
Pootytang.
Hey, Chris Mack, thanks for the two. Mommy is a lion by shaving, at least from what I've seen.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, sometimes I get in there and I give it a full cleanup. But for the most part, I leave it nice and healthy.
Nothing healthy about that. Another one from Daniel Poon. Thanks for the poll. I'd be thrilled for a smooch from mommy, to be honest. Oh.
Kiss me anytime you want.
Set up a kissing booth down there.
I would love that. I love all my boys. Ashley, you don't understand. Like, what I've done is, like, taken my favorite parts of each guy in the Dabbleverse and created, like, the perfect man. So, like...
Who does it resemble? Ray DeVito?
It's not even a physical man. I never have to see him. I only have to, like, they communicate with me on it. The only struggle I have with them is on Sundays because football's on and they all disappear at the same time. But aside from that, like from Monday to Saturday, it's like, good morning, beautiful. How are you? Do you need anything? How's your day? It's just so nice. It's so nice.
That's very
nice. Shut up. You're part of this amalgamation.
Ooh. She made a Frankenstein out of himself.
You all have a little role. Poor little Shmuel gets phone calls from me. Don't act like you don't.
You're adding Shmuel's mustache to the guy, right?
No, we speak. I add his wisdom. I call him sometimes irritate him.
Well, the next topic I want to ask about is a couple of days ago, El Harible was on the show and he had a bit of not so much of a meltdown, but he basically was talking about how he is bored shitless of the Dabbleverse, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, there's actually been kind of a so-called backlash against him. And that a lot of people are saying, oh, you're fucking hacky and you're boring and all this stuff. And like Dan's, Buckman's good friend, who we will see on Thursday on Ackle Pineapple's channel. They'll be having their second face-off.
Dan's going on there?
They're going at Dan versus Buckman on Ackle Pineapple show on Thursday. So subscribe or don't. But I would say watch it regardless.
Thursday at 6 p.m.
There you go. He's been going after Buckman, saying going after El Horrible pretty hard. I think Deb's been taking at him. What do you think with all that, Buckman? Do you think that this is a fair backlash, or do you just think it's hurt feelings?
You know, it's Dan, so I never know. It's just he's got this thing. If you say, you know, yellow, he's going to say blue. It's always an argument. I don't know, but the Dabbleverse in general, I don't think there's been a backlash against Tukey at all.
Well, you got to have a hall monitor. There should be. You got to have somebody that's going around and monitoring things and letting everybody know this person's flirting with that person. And let me just get involved here.
Who's sleeping with who? And,
yeah, who flirted with who? Oh, no. I mean, believe it or not, you know, nobody cares that much.
Can I say, though, like, I know it's maybe the audience isn't who you complain to. You know, you've built up an audience of, like, say, 1,000 people. They come every week to support you. They come out to your shows. They fucking send you money on top of money. And then you get on and talk about how boring it is. Well, do something to spice it up there, fella. Or how lame the Dabbleverse is. Well, make something happen. You know, like, I get a little irritated because these are the very people that specifically were like, oh, girls aren't funny, no, she can't be on the show, like, they have no use for, like, bringing in anybody else, they're super, like, incestuous over there. So I think that his little breakdown and the response to it is pretty cute. And
was this the gatekeeping?
It's not even gatekeeping. Rant? It could be considered that, I believe. It's the same thing. But I'm just saying, in general, they should be so honored to have 1,000 people who show up every week. Like,
being a gatekeeper has to be the most boring job ever, man. What, you just stand by the gate?
I'm sorry, you know. No, it's hard. It's very hard to compete with a guy who does Joey C week after week. So, I'm sorry, Eccle. But
shots fired!
You two are sassy with each other.
Throwing some shade at the pineapple. I agree, Shmuel. He sucks.
And what's the deal with Eccle? Why doesn't he take off the pineapple filter?
Well, he will at Hackamania. If everybody buys their tickets, he will be there with Rochi.
He's got 4 more months for that Ozempic to kick in.
Oh,
god damn. This is going to be Shmuel versus Eccle, not Shmuel versus $2 Dano.
That's Shmuel's pretty
gonna take
crazy.
Him, he's going to take them both on, 1v2. This fucker grows a mustache, and it's like, I'm going to take everybody on.
Look, Eccle's upset now. He's fucking crying.
Crikey.
Yeah. Well, that's the Aussie guy whose real name is Dean Galloway.
No.
He still hasn't accepted my
friend
request.
That's Steve Irwin.
No, the Aussie guy's real name is Dean Galloway. I have proof. I could send you his Facebook right now and we could look at his family photographs. But actually, because you're sort of, you keep wanting to not be in the Dabbleverse, but tough shit, you're in.
Yeah.
Tell us about your opinion on this B Dabbler backlash. Do you encourage it, or do you just think, who gives a fuck? Hit the like button.
Hit the like button. Is that are you referring to the Tukey going off on people like a couple days ago on a live?
Yeah. I would play the clip of it, but it's like 47 minutes long.
The whole thing, because I actually looked for it. Someone told me that he mentioned my name and one of my friends' names. And so I looked for it, but I couldn't find him freaking out. So I don't really know what happened.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the Ashley clip saying, "Keep my name out of your motherfucking mouth, Tukey." I haven't seen it yet.
Because I haven't heard it yet.
No.
But I will say, though, that it is kind of boring for shows like B-Dabbler. Like, I haven't watched that show in maybe a year because it's always like 7 hours long. And it's the same stuff, and they take 90 minutes to watch a fucking 7-second Doom clip. And you think, fuck this, I'm away to have another wank to the stuff that Ashley's been sending me. Hit the like button.
Ashley, what are you sending, boys? I'm the only one that ever gets outed.
I haven't sent him anything.
He does, but the show gets, you know, 1,000 viewers every week. So it's obviously appealing to someone, maybe not you. But it appeals, right?
Okay, calm
he
down.
Draws.
But I thought the bigger news was, I don't know if anybody listened to this little piggy on Friday.
No.
But I have Carl's
never once listened
me
to
either.
There was a really interesting line in there because Melton mentioned Tukey having the breakdown, and Carl went on to explain the gatekeeping thing, and he was like, oh, you know, there's just these whole bunch of smaller shows that are diluting our universe. Oh, and it felt like Tukey was kind of tired and annoyed and whatnot. But I thought we got the real Carl.
Did he start out having 1,000 views?
No.
Like day one? Oh, interesting.
Uh-uh. He builds up an audience, I believe, because I remember meeting him at ZabbleCon 1, and he had his little camera out, and he had probably a couple hundred, literally a couple hundred in the chat.
But the thing is, how come people say that? But how come people say that Lady K's views and subscribers are fake, but then El Horrible gets these big numbers too, and no one says, oh, paid for.
Because like Rocco. I mean, generally, like when you meet Rocco, he's personable, he's friendly, he chats.
Carl is not that for sure.
Exactly.
Literally, first of all, I'm from New Jersey. If I see somebody that I saw on TV, I don't think, oh, celebrity. I woke up and I'm like, hey, how are you? Like, so, and I saw Carl. I said, oh, Carl, so nice to meet you. Uncle Rick and Mommy from the chat. He was just like staring at me. He was like, this isn't the meet and greet. You're not allowed to talk to me yet. So I was just like, okay, this is definitely not going to work. I'm like way too normal for these people. No, you could just, he didn't even say hi back. He just stood there and I was like, and Jenny Jingles. Oh. And she was like, hi. So she was normal, but he just got so like freaked out that I just walked up and introduced myself. So silly me for thinking they'd even know who I was from the chat. Little old me.
I can't believe that anybody would pay for a meet and greet. Like, it'll be cool to meet everybody, but not paying hundreds to go, holy shit, it's Carl from WATP.
Like, hasn't it gotten to the point where most people are going just to meet the other chatters? And
yes, that's why, like, I don't get all the, you know, the insanity of like why they get so intense about it.
Right.
About the meet and greet and the not, like, meet they literally hide themselves behind the door. And I was fascinated by the whole thing. And I get it. If people paid an extra $100, you want to give them something special, but stop.
Using meet and greet doesn't mean cry. It doesn't mean meet them and cry, you know.
What does that mean?
Don't you call greeting crying over there?
No.
Oh, that must be Scottish. My bad.
No problem.
They call it crying. They say greeting is crying. Greeting.
Like the town crier.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
There haven't been a lot of, there's not a lot of events to judge from, but the only one that I've been to that had a traditional meet and greet, which I did not pay for, was Carl's show in Detroit. And that was like a cluster. That was embarrassing because he had a meet and greet and then everybody had to
leave the theater after, get in line and then come back in. So it was like you paid this extra $100 or whatever to meet them and you got tossed and then you had to come back in. It was very strange.
Yes. The whole meet and greet thing is very uncomfortable for everybody there.
Harry Dunn is quoting you when you said that, quoting you, Buckman, when he said that Carl is smoking hot. Did you say this?
No. No, I said he was. I said he was a decent looking fellow. I might have even said he was attractive. But you know, we are talking about the Dabbleverse, so the bar is low.
But you do seem to be like half gay.
Probably. But I'm old. I got low T, and you know how it is. You get to my age, you start looking and acting like a woman.
I called you high T, Buckman.
I hope I never turn borderline gay.
There's time, but there's time, W. There's time.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no. I just turned borderline gay. I went from watching Die Hard to whacking off the fucking Alan Rickman's sexy beard. Oh, no. What am I going to do in the sequel when the guy's working out doing martial arts? Oh, fuck. I just come all over myself. Why am I booing at Holly Gennaro's big tits?
Why a spoon?
Mint Diggity says, bro, Carl's ego is fascinating. What do you mean by that, Mintigity? I think he's doing pretty well for like a hobby that's turned into a monthly 5-figure income.
No, he's definitely done something with this, and I give him credit for that. I'm not taking anything away from him. Just saying he's a little weird.
I don't think he's weird so much. He's just Rocco is that Italian, you know, very friendly kind of guy. Yeah. And Carl comes off as more the German stand back kind of a guy until he gets to know you.
And what am I? The Puerto Rican what?
Hua.
Italian people never struck me as friendly. What am I missing?
Exactly. You never met my family, Buckman.
Neither did your husband.
Oh,
you done?
Just do it. Thanks for the five. Ashley, if Shmuel was a teacher at a school for giants, what would he have? Mommy rules.
Say that in English.
Yeah, I'm trying to translate that one too.
Yeah, Ashley.
He would have. I know this. He would have
Could you say it so I can understand the question? Yeah,
What's another word for students?
Ashley, if let's
something else. It's not that.
What do you
think? I got it.
Can I hear the fucking joke, please?
It says, Ashley, if Shmuel was a teacher at a school for giants, what would he have? Mommy rules.
Look at the camera. Figure it out.
What would he have?
He would have a bunch of humongous bastards in his class.
Yeah. He would have a lot of arrests for essaying young giant kids. That's
platform shoes or stilts, because if he's not a giant.
What are you guys talking? Am I on drugs? Or are you guys on drugs?
But that's the joke.
It's a joke. It's pretty.
There's the problem right there. You should have led with that. Jokes are lost on me.
Okay.
Hang on.
For giants. Giants like
big pupils. Big pupils.
Yeah.
Get it?
Oh, good one.
There you go.
Chris Mack felt the need to answer that in a chat.
I don't get it still.
Big pupils.
Don't explain it, please. I'm not going to laugh when you do.
He's basically making fun of how big Shmuel's pupils are.
Oh, always, his big eyes.
Yeah.
Shmuel Bugman.
See, that's her not laughing.
She doesn't get jokes. But
the big old eyeballs.
Or her pussy shaved, allegedly. When she confirmed it. Is that the real name? Yeah. Lemmy thankfully made all these emojis for me earlier. She's a good egg. And
she is a good egg.
Her stream, her what's it called, strings and things, has been getting thousands of views. So there you go, Lemmy. She's been like drawing people. So
Lemmy got mad at me for my lack of emoji use the other day. So I've been trying to step up my emoji game.
Yeah, step it up there, mister.
That's all I'm saying is it. Send Lemmy a few bucks and she will get you into the emoji world. Now obsessed with them.
You just get a good chuckle out of them. When someone sends a good emoji, you just have to take a good break for yourself.
Yeah. It's the new... It used to be Bruce Springsteen. Then it was Oasis. Now it's emojis. I see them and I go, fuck, this is good stuff. Go ahead, Buckman, with your big pupils.
From your earlier question, right? So...
What the fuck are you doing with your microphone?
I'm just moving it around and having trouble. I'm trying just to annoy you.
You were talking about Tukey, right? And then there seems to be some tension with Carl lately. What about KB?
There's always tension with KB.
He's a fucking cunt.
He is the worst.
Yeah,
I love him.
Still?
I want to see your dirty snatch and your asshole at the same time. That's what I want.
The fact that, like, he still does it every day.
Yeah. Thing about him that I don't get, Brennan, is that he has nothing to say. Like, if he snipes this stream, he just sits there going like this.
Oh,
and every like 7 seconds, you go, wow.
He was funny. He was funny. Remember, like, when he actually would, like, do a show? That was, like, amazing.
I don't know. He still makes me laugh more than any of them.
Oh, and you need to find some new stuff to watch.
I guess everybody's noticed how Karmic is doing, like, 3 streams a day, right?
No, don't watch Karmic.
But...
I've heard about it.
Just go with it. This is like you don't.
Yes,
this
Shmuel,
was
I know.
Not.
I'm acting
we're
like
not.
Abba.
You're not like sitting, at a trial and whatever. Just go with it. So Karmic's been doing like 3 streams a day thing, right? So the other day he goes on Brennan. Yesterday I think it was. He goes on Brennan. Brennan's like looks at his Playboard numbers, sees how much money Karmic is making. And then for the first time ever, Brennan is on Saturday morning at 9 or 10 o'clock. Huh? Like,
he took notes, man. He's learning, you know? He's still learning. Reading. Karmic taught him something.
And that's what's so funny is he goes after everyone for doing things
and he does
them himself. He's going to be... Complain, right? He's going to be, he complains about other people's money, but boy, does he sure try to take it away from other people.
He whores himself out worse than he could ever pretend I do.
You have to go after people for doing the same thing you're doing, so it takes the spotlight off of you. I mean, that's common sense. I do it all the time.
But speaking of Karmic, just as we're getting into the last topic here.
Oh, we have topics?
Yeah.
Very good.
Didn't you get the message?
Sorry.
I was wondering why you weren't at the pre-show meeting.
Yeah. Women don't get a say. This is a Muslim world. Bitches. Hers. But the thing is that my old thing about Karmic is that I felt bad for him for a while, and I thought he was just like a silly country hick boy, don't you know? But over the last few weeks, and Ashley... We'll have experience with this. She tried to do a stream with them, Scarlett Hampton, and it was like a legitimate. What would you say, Ashley? Like a therapy, trying back and forth.
I tried to end that stream 5 times within the first 5 or 6 minutes. It's deleted now. I would call that me making a huge mistake and a shit show.
But yours to me was different because you
was in the right place. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, but that's the whole thing is that you were actually trying to talk to her. to see how she was doing. Bachman brought her on his fucking closeted stream. And he goes, and he was like, oh, we'll share Bachman. The...
I've never had her on my stream.
I meant Karmic.
Quad.
I was Karmic. Thinking of secretly James. Nah,
six one way, half a dozen the other, you know what I mean?
Now yeah. I know what you really think about me.
Well, so he said to her, I'll share the income with you, don't you know? And then, of course, he made something like $900 or $800 or maybe even a fucking $1,000. And he gave her nothing. And then he
didn't give her anything?
Then he blocked her because that fucking David Bowie from the Hunky Dory album cover bitch, Gilly, told him to. Fucking ugly cunt from the Man Who Sold the World album cover too. Fuck off.
Jesus.
So basically, Karmic...
Kurt Cobain?
Karmic brings Scarlett on the show to grift off her and use her and seem to skate by. Fucking Ashley brings her on to talk to her and people give her shit. I don't understand why this hair-lipped fucking ginger... Sesame Street puppet looking with a human filter on gets away with it. Big W, your blue hat opinion. Did you change hats?
Yeah, I put a hat on.
Who cares?
But nobody. He's just got so much charisma, man. He's a different. It's like watching an alien learn how to be a human being on his stream, you know. He's meeting people for the first time. He's learning how these relationships work, and he doesn't react well to being criticized. I can tell you that. I've tried to fight him a couple times, you know, over the year, but
fight him?
Yeah, I'll fight him. I'll fight him for fun, man.
Real man.
Yeah.
Like it's good.
But anyway, I mean, I forgot to mention, I've put up a poll. Is Karmic officially a hate figure? And there's yes, no, here's some gifted maybe memberships. So. And hit the like button. But from your opinion, Ashley, what do you think about Karmic? Because he's have you interacted with him much, bitch?
Whore.
I don't find him that interesting. What do I think of him? Period. He got really upset with me, and I have no idea why. Like a week and a half ago, he was going on and on.
Yeah, but did he imagine you in a shit porn video?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was a great. That was. I hope someone makes that video AI.
Scarlett Hampton probably will or has.
Will you stop that?
Yeah, because she doesn't make porn. I made that up.
Behavior.
You can't see her cunt online.
Scarlett's funny because you're talking to her and she'll just be like, yeah, I guess I went over to the place the other day and this person wanted to talk to me. You're trying to get a question.
Talk about was out of medium drinks.
1,700 people just died in a tsunami flood in Africa. But I don't know. I guess we should all just get along. We should all just be friends. I don't know. Matt Mead threw me down the stairs one time. So.
That's what she
was
like.
She was on
17,000 computers in the hallway. I just didn't know what to do with them. But MJ locked me in the room and like, went out the window. And this jacket I have is really nice.
She was on.
Did somebody wear my hat?
She was on one of my prestigious Christmas episodes. And I said to her, like, we got talking about the band Cheap Trick, who stink, by the way. And I said, "What do you think about Cheap Trick?" And she goes, "My dad was a Christmas tree farmer." And I go, is that where all the snow goes?" Hit the like button.
Gotcha. Got her.
Got him.
But what do you
are you trying to say that she's being exploited, Husey? Is that what you are implying here?
No, I think that there are certain people who are using her to grift off her and get away with it. And then there's others who are actually looking out for her, like Ashley there. That's you in the middle. And she gets the shit for it. Like Ashley even deleted. Ashley could have left that fucking stream up and got like thousands of views or whatever, but she took it down.
Within 24 hours, I tried to end it 5 times, and she was very different on the phone before the live. And again, she asked me to go live, and it felt. I don't think we should be making fun of her, by the way.
Me either. I don't
smart either. Girl, she's just stuck in a. And I didn't fully understand the whole situation, but I am a very protective person. I failed there, but I don't think I definitely wasn't trying to make money off of her. I paid her more money than I will see in February. I deleted it within 5 hours or something.
It's like the movie Goodfellas. It's like when Billy Batts was making fun of the guy's friend and another friend went over and hit him with the
put him I in the trunk. I get a newspaper right now. The guy
I was going to have something to eat and eating or something. And then in England, coffee, there's a school. And
but I had a pie.
And then I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind. I hear all these voices in my head.
It is what it's like.
But around the Orton? I mean,
it's like Clown Town.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She is. She plays all the 10 screens at once.
Reverend Rage says Scarlett is a good person. The more podcasts she goes on, I think it's better for her. The chat seems to like her. It's the other podcasts who have the problem.
Yeah, I'm Team Scarlett, man.
I think Scarlett just likes having a place to come and talk, which is cool. But if it's going to turn into everybody breaks everything she says down and then... It's not cool. Hey, Corn, ribs for my pleasure.
Oh, shit.
Unbelievable, this woman.
How about buttered?
Oh,
even better. Even though I really don't need any extra butter.
Yeah, but she meant barbecue ribbed. Corn Div, thanks for the dough. You guys fuck with roller coasters. W will start with you on that banger.
I do, man. I go to Six Flags. I try to ride everyone twice.
Oh. Yeah. I heard roller when you turn up, the L falls off.
Yeah. They don't let anybody sit next to me.
That's right. Buckman?
They have an age limit and they don't let me on.
Old ticker.
And plus, you insist on sitting on a fist instead of the seats. Ashley?
No. I saw some videos about, first of all, I saw some videos about how underreported accidents on roller coasters are. You're right. But then I saw I don't know what it might have been Six Flags. I'm not sure where. It was 5 or 6 years ago, but it showed this person getting catapulted out of the roller coaster. And I was just honestly, I rode them when I was a kid. We had fun going to Six Flags, but.
They're called homosexuals. I don't care if there is a half a dozen of them.
What?
I don't know. Getting catapulted out of a roller coaster sounds like hitting the lottery.
Sorry, Ashley. Sorry.
You guys.
Mommy, you love riding roller coasters?
I'll ride any roller coasters. I'll ride in the backseat of someone's car. I like being a passenger.
She likes being moved. Wink, wink.
In lowriders, I assume, too. Great joke by the H-Man. Here's from Daytois, who, thanks to Clown Town, I discovered, I think it was New Year's Day, is actually a real woman. I thought she was just a nice filter. So, hello, Daytois.
Russian blood.
Hit the like button. I've missed things. Is everyone cool with Scarlett or no? Don't care either way.
I'm cool with her. We talked about the Titanic and
I'm cool with her, but I wouldn't drink out of the same glass as her. No offense.
You wouldn't share a Coke with her?
I would, but she would be very disappointed at what I meant by Coke.
You're talking about the commercial with all the polar bears and she...
Polar bears are good, but they're naked sometimes, and you think that. But the cocaine goes up the nose, and noses were hairs, and I could smell everything. There's a sun outside, and the sun looks out. And I always thought there was music you can listen to about a snorting car.
But I went horse racing.
Matt's a good guy.
It was a Christmas tree. My grandfather.
That's my bedtime.
I don't know. People say the polar bear population is going down.
Yeah, and sometimes it's snowing, and my dad was a Christmas tree farming. And then I don't know what to do. And it's a great time. I think I'll get back with Matt, but then I'll have him accused of throwing me down the stairs. I may be lying, but I'll do it Trump time.
But I'm an American, so
Ashley, can't arrest me because I'm an American.
I want to say that I hope, you know, like, and that's kind of before.
It's fun to do.
I'm familiar with trauma, and sometimes people just need to talk. So I was just like, not before we ever did a live stream, I was talking to her for like a week. I think you guys just did something very like sort of like improv funny. But I see how mommy got annoyed. It started getting annoying. But I hope that she gets the kind of whatever help that she needs. Legit, you know, because
people say they don't want her in the Dabbleverse, but that would be a real step up for her career wise. Am I right or wrong?
Is there a
joke
in there?
No joke.
I'm just saying
that's what I was telling her.
She'd at least be in public where people could see her and not be suffering at the hands of some mental patient.
Well, maybe just take a few weeks. I mean, I don't know. She can do whatever she wants. She is an adult. Maybe just take a few weeks to calm, you know, like just sort of balance. I have no idea. Again, I sort of jumped the gun on that one, being like a loyal person thinking I was helping, and I don't think I helped. So,
but Dizzy and WLS is great. It's because it was Ashley, right? The heat and the complaints and the whining and the weeping and gnashing of teeth. It was more because it was Ashley doing it, right? And they're picking on Ashley as much as Scarlett, because they view Ashley as somebody that they can go after.
Yeah.
Who went after you? I missed this one.
Everybody. I think everybody was saying that she was exploiting Scarlett. Mind you, 80 shows had her on that week. Nobody else was accused of that.
Gotcha.
And the thing is, Mommy makes a great point. It's now got to the point where anybody who has her on the show gets immediately accused of exploiting her.
And right. She wants to come on, actually. She genuinely wants to talk, it seems like. So...
yeah, it definitely seems like she likes to talk.
Yeah. And she doesn't like to listen.
I wanted to talk about it. I was off in the Canadian.
Okay.
And then
I think it ought to be.
It's like a lot of sun. And I don't know.
What are you doing really tonight, Ashley? What do you do for fun on a Saturday night?
It's snowing. And so in Wisconsin, they have a statue of Fonzie. And Fonzie's really amazing.
You like to play pool?
I don't know how to play pool properly.
Yeah, because anytime you pick up a big stick, it goes in your fucking mouth. Oh!
Oh!
Hit the like button, whoa. How do you fit this fucking stick up your asshole?
So I got my tongue up this broad's asshole, right?
I am a lady.
So I'm at the bank and I made mommy, and next thing you know, I got my tongue up her ass. You know how it is on a Tuesday. Hit the like button. That's the stand-up I'll be doing at Hackamania.
Speaking of Hackamania, Husey, what do we have to do, bottom line, to get these two young women to Hackamania?
Well, they're both going.
Set up a GoFundMe.
Oh, wait, but mommy's going, but Ashley's not?
Yes. That's what I hear. But Ashley said she would take me on a date. So that would be a perfect opportunity.
So there are a couple of people I want to meet in person. And you are one of them, Mommy. And you guys are a 5-hour drive for me, which I would definitely drive because I would definitely bring Hondo. So it's not
like
a night to make.
We could have Dave Sauer bring you.
A 6-hour flight for me. So if I could do it for you.
Yeah.
It's the least
meet halfway.
For me.
Yeah.
Meet in the middle.
Are we going to go to the
bus? When I meet you, can we just like run into up to each other and just like make out? Just like a movie. Yeah. Like we've been waiting so long.
Like we'll do, you know, those videos like when.
Yeah, slow motion. All right, everybody, be there. It's happening.
It's like the end of Dodgeball.
So just as we're getting ready to wrap up, I have everybody's socials and links in the description box. Shmuel, what have you got coming up that we should all be looking out for? Oop.
So we may go live tonight, but Tuesday, regular show, we're going to be 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. Tommy Jordan and I are actually going to put together a show for the morning one day next week, because that's our schedule. And then next Thursday at 11 a.m., it will be Haley from Pretty Antisocial and I. Yay. Streaming together for the first time.
Excellent. Ray DeVito, the gummy smoker. thanks for the Canadian toe. I see looks like a wax museum version of Whitney.
Oh, I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or not, but I'm going to go ahead and...
You guys look alike, though.
You know what's ironic? I know you don't really like talking about her, but I'll just say that Whitney was on the Joe Rogan show earlier, and the numbers were way lower than what she gets on her own show that nobody comments on. That cunt's fucking buying views. But anyway, Ashley, what have you got coming up that we should look out for?
Dabbling in yoga is a thing. I want all of you guys to come if you want to or can. I'm just here. I don't think there's much to look forward to.
Oh, stop that.
That's a good positive attitude.
Things are good. I'm happy. You're right. Thank you for mentioning that, Husey. Last week was kind of rough riding. Especially when
was that a film Scarlett was in? Yes.
Hit the like button.
Yeah, we're talking forever.
Yeah, I have some cool interviews coming up next week that have nothing to do with the Dabbleverse, but I hope you guys will check them.
Exciting.
Well, Mommy, what have you got that we should be looking forward to apart from vulgar DM conversations that you're clearly screenshotting and I'm not going to fall for it, but go ahead.
No, that never happens, but Jake and I, we do shows whenever we feel like it. That's our schedule. And follow me. Jake, yes, that's my homie. And follow me on X at Loophole Lady.
What's loophole?
It's the shape of her ass these days.
You know the loophole lawyer?
I've heard
loophole
of
lawyer is also Scott Hampton.
Also, if you haven't seen what he's been doing, you have to go. You guys, support him.
You gotta fucking support him.
The lawyer?
Yes.
Okay.
Loophole lawyer.
No, VTL, right? Vince.
Yes.
Oh.
And Big W, what do you have for us to be looking out for?
Yeah.
Tonight I've got a guy, my buddy Sean Green, who's does the sports gambling podcast. We're going to talk about tomorrow's wild card games for a minute. He's going to give out some locks and some props if you're into that. We'll talk about that for a little while. And then I got nothing, man. I'll just be
special guest.
No Clown Town?
Yeah, Clown Town. It's going to be on Clown Town, and then we'll just do a regular, you know, shit show type situation with 50 people and hopefully a
guest, Big W, that you messaged me about.
Oh, Earl might be coming on. I'm gonna try to hook up Earl and Ashley.
I heard he's well hung and he's got abs.
And he's well to do. I mean, he's related to the
Well, Kennedy. He's a Kennedy.
Yeah.
Well then I hope that he leaves Ashley with a cunt like JFK's neck. We're all gonna have a good time rocking and rolling. That's a good one to end on. Thanks, everybody, for watching. I've been holding in the piss for 90 minutes, and we're going to rock on the way out. Hit the like button, everybody.
Hit the like button.
See you, kids. Like, we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you, Buckman. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Big W. And thank you, Ashley. Very happy with this episode. Wouldn't you know it, as I was recording this one, literally was DM'd during it by somebody else about coming on the show. I don't know if that's a good sign or maybe I'm in trouble. We're about to find out because it seemingly will record tomorrow night, which means nothing to anyone listening to this on the podcast. But if you do hear me mentioning this on the podcast, you need to be subscribed to the Hughes Entertainment channel and sign up to the notifications, because once again, when I record these episodes, I go live on YouTube, so you can be part of the show and you can join in on the jokes and the commentary and all this stuff. But anyway, that's for next time, and thank you for listening, and it is Hughesy. Bye-bye.